Chapter 18. Reading the Rota. You may be acquainted with the expression, to read the Rota, in which case, you will know that it has to do with the soul viewing its own microcosmic heaven, in which the light of God has descended. When we think about these things, earthly knowledge is of no use at all. For instance, people have tried to find out, in a dialectical way, about the inner knowledge of reading the Rota, which knowledge is reserved only for the members of the Order of Perfect Ones. This attempt is known as astrology. All those who in the past have studied astrology will understand how such things are child's play compared with the true reading of the Rota. In the Fama Fraternitatis RC, we can read how the elder brothers of the Rosy Cross found the burial vault of Christian Rosy Cross. That is, they found the door to that temple. Before entering through it, they consulted their Rota diligently. Only next morning did they enter reverently the holy room in the vault. To read the Rota is something wonderful and holy. It means to listen to the voice of God. It means to hear God's voice and understand it. To live by means of the Rota means to be led by God's hand, not to go one step without the Father's will. All this concerns a highly exalted mystic state, which is not based on emotion, which may or may not be combined with ascetism, but on the sublime knowledge of the voice of the light. God speaks in every second in the magnetic firmament of the sixth microcosmic globe. Here, the pure divine language can be heard. Indeed, it can be received, as it were, with all the senses. The light has seven primary aspects and the same number of secondary aspects. It also possesses countless gradations of strength and vibration. One ray can also blend with the others in countless ways. In this way, a most comprehensive language comes into being, the heavenly language, the language of God. If a brother or sister is ennobled to a first-hand reading of the Rota, if the lights of the sixth magnetic globe have been kindled for him or her, and all these lights send out their rays to the person who stands in the midst, it cannot be otherwise than that the candidate will be able to see, hear, and experience the heavenly language. So to read the Rota means to place oneself in a meditative consciousness in the center of one's Rota, to listen to and absorb its lights, to understand the language, the speech of God, and only then to decide whether or not to act on the basis of what one has heard. You will understand that this voice, this counsel of God, can never fail and cannot be considered speculative under any circumstances. For the Rota adapts itself to each microcosm, so that the speech of the light is intended for that microcosm only. Thus, it would be out of the question for anyone able to read and understand that language to be misled. The holy language of all times testifies abundantly of this unwavering divine faithfulness. And remember that the language of God is only pure when it comes to you from the magnetic firmament of the sixth magnetic globe. The language of the seventh globe is misleading, for in it are also heard the voices of the nature aeons and everything connected with them. That is why it is so difficult for the candidate who has not yet come fully to his Bethlehem and is still approaching the mystery of the Grail to understand the pure language of God. For on the road to Bethlehem, two voices speak to him, the light voice of the Lipika of ordinary nature and the light voice of the new nature. Only when, completely eyeless and asking nothing for himself, the candidate raises himself to the Gnosis, directed solely toward service to mankind, does the light of the Gnosis break through the dark clouds so that God's voice can be heard. You will now understand what an incomparable privilege it is for every pupil, that as long as he cannot yet hear God's voice clearly via his Rota, the voice of the school gives him counsel and seeks to guide him, to stand by him in everything, to go before him in a perfect sacrifice of love, so that he will never stray in the labyrinth of dialectics. The school is, as you can know, the Gnosis in manifestation, the Gnosis made flesh in order to stand by you in the difficult stages of your life's path, right until the last step of the way. The school is the messenger of the Holy Spirit in the flesh, and it radiates the consolation of Bethlehem, the light of help, to all who need it. Every true Gnostic school follows a predetermined course. Every Gnostic school unfolds in accordance with a program, by which it can always be recognized and checked. May we express the prayerful hope that, after and through the sacrifice of the school, which offers itself as a substitute, it will be granted to ever more human beings to consult their rota in a pure way.